So the violence really puts ASEAN, and I would argue the whole international community, in a bind, because it presents a real conundrum. Is the international community's goal in Myanmar to stop the violence at all costs? Is that the end in itself? Or is it to get the military junta to return to democracy? And the problem is that it appears the only way the junta is ever going to return to democracy, at least in any reasonable time frame, is via violence. If the civil disobedience movement combined with the ethnic armed organizations put so much stress on the military that they're forced to the table, because obviously the ASEAN diplomacy has already failed. And so that presents a real problem. Is the violence a means to a return to democracy, which is what the opposition would argue, or is it a path to a failed state in Myanmar, which would have terrible consequences for all of South and Southeast Asia?
So what if the fighting does continue? Is there a danger, since there is already conflict along some of the borders, that it could spill out into neighboring countries?
Not in any large sense. I mean, the borders of Myanmar have always been barely governed or ungoverned spaces, especially the Thai border and the Chinese border. This is why they're one of the reasons that there have been these long-running insurgencies ever since independence. I mean, the Karen insurgency on the Thai border is, by many accounts, the longest running continuous violence, insurgency in the world. And so the ability to operate across the Thai border has always been there, but it's never really spilled out in a way that threatens the stability of Thailand itself or China in the north, in the case of the other ethnic groups. One of the other things that we have to always drive home is this weird narrative that Myanmar is headed towards civil war is kind of disingenuous. Myanmar has been in civil war for over 70 years. The question is just whether or not the ethnic armed groups actually have a chance to win, or at least actually have a chance to force the military to the table for the first time in decades.
Greg, I want to go back to something you mentioned just a moment ago, and that was the danger of Myanmar turning into a failed state. Should that occur, in your opinion, what would that mean for not only the citizens of Myanmar, but the region as a whole?
The impact for the citizens of Myanmar would be disastrous. This is a country that spent several decades, really 40 years, steadily falling behind all of its neighbors. And then in the wake of the junta taking power in 1988, went into 20 years of absolute isolation. I mean, worse than the North Koreans. They were under the worst sanctions, the most strict sanctions the U.S. has ever placed on any country. Then they get 10 years to breathe free air, or something like free air, 10 years to play with capitalism and democracy, and now the junta's back. So the level of humanitarian disaster that we could see, that we're already seeing, and that would certainly get much, much worse should the violence continue to escalate and the situation deteriorate and all governance end, can't be waved off. And for the region, I mean, there is certainly fear that, China will step into a vacuum. Some of that is probably legitimate. Some might be overblown. For Southeast Asia, though, the biggest problem that I think most of Myanmar's neighbors see is that they welcomed Myanmar into the fold of ASEAN, the regional organization, and now it's heading toward pariah status. And that undermines ASEAN's entire argument that they are the ones most capable of running their own regional affairs, because they can't do that if Myanmar, as a failed pariah state, is sitting in their midst.